So first off, can you remind us what the Northwest Forest Plan is?
Yeah, sure thing. It was adopted back in 1994, and it's what essentially ended the timber wars in the Northwest. Logging had come to a standstill because of endangered species lawsuits around the spotted owl. Mm-hmm. And many Northwesterners surely remember when then-President Clinton came to Portland. He literally sat all the different players down at a huge table at a convention center and called for a way forward. The Northwest Forest Plan, that was the way. It looked for a balanced approach to meet conservation, tribal, economic needs. And very importantly, it was a plan designed to work over the course of decades.
Long-term solutions,
yeah,
is what he had in mind.
Long-term.
Yeah. Okay, so what did the federal officials release last week?
Well, every 5 years, federal agencies are required to release a monitoring report under the Northwest Forest Plan. It's kind of like a scientific report card, looking at whether the Northwest Forest Plan is meeting the goals it's set out to accomplish. Last week's release was the 20-year monitoring report. It seems that finally, after 20 years of study, scientists are getting enough data to start making some conclusions about what's happening out in the forests.
Now, the northern spotted owl was, you know, front and center in that whole debate, kind of the poster species for the whole Northwest Forest Plan. How's the owl doing?
Well, this is one of those places where scientists feel they're finally getting enough information to really know what's going on. And the answer to how they're doing is not really that great. Population of the owl is still decreasing, and now it's about 4% per year, and that's higher than just 5 years ago. The problem is worse in Washington state. Oregon and California are holding pretty steady in recent years.
So what's the problem?
It's not just habitat loss, although that is still happening. It's the incursion of the barred owl, which is just plain out competing the spotted owl. But on the habitat side, catastrophic wildfire, especially in Northern California and Southern Oregon, really disrupted to this kind of interconnected matrix of old growth that owls need to thrive. The upside is that this decline is within the range predicted in the original forest plan.
So the plan predicted owl losses?
Yeah, but then it also predicted an eventual growth in the number of spotted owls. A lot of the management goals in the Northwest Forest Plan are long-term, and this is what I mentioned at the top. Forests take a long time to grow and recover. And basically the plan said if the reserves, forest reserves, were allowed to age naturally, they would become spotted owl habitat. And a lot of those forest lands were logged over the past 70 years and just haven't had enough time to age into being good habitat. And if the owl can survive this time period, habitat should be terrific in future generations. And interestingly, this quirk of the math also applies to old growth forests. There's been a 3% net loss in the past 20 years, and that's because too many of these old forests are being lost to wildfire and logging and things like infestation from insects. Not enough is maturing into old growth. Under the plan, that should flip-flop in the coming decades.
Okay, now one criticism the timber industry certainly has had of the Northwest Forest Plan is that it's never really produced the timber harvest that it promised.
Yeah, and aside from the first few years, that is completely true. Plan promised between 800 and 900 million board feet per year coming off Forest Service and BLM lands. The latest figures included in the report, that's 2012, put harvest rates at about 650 million board feet off of federal land. One caveat to this is that even though the harvest rate has been increasing since the Great Recession, 5-6 years ago, the number of timber industry jobs has remained pretty stagnant over the same time period. And actually right now, the monitoring report says recreation on federal forests is actually the largest generator of economic activity in this land covered by the forest plan.
So what happens next?
Northwest Forest Plan is due for an update this year. The forest managers kicked off the early stages of that process. Us here in the Northwest will be hearing a lot about that over the next 5 years. It's going to take that long to get this done. This monitoring report will kind of serve as the scientific scaffolding for that whole process. And obviously the timber harvest issue will need to be addressed, as will wildfire and the impacts of the barred owl. But the huge elephant in the room this time around is definitely climate change. It's going to have a huge effect on the forests, and no one really considered that when the original plan was drafted 21 years ago.
Okay. Well, thanks for filling us in, Jess.
Thank you, Liam.